In July 1991, County Louth farmer and father of seven, Tom Oliver, was abducted and murdered by the IRA. His body was found in South Armagh. He had been shot six times. For years, there had been little progress in tracking down his killers. But as part of Operation Canova, a team of investigators led by a UK chief constable has uncovered new DNA evidence, raising hopes for a possible breakthrough. Well, Dara Mackin is a solicitor who represents the family of Tom Oliver, and he joins us now. A very good afternoon to you, Dara Mackin, and thank you for talking to us.
Good afternoon.
What are the family's hopes now with this announcement of new evidence, and what information, if any, have you been given about what this evidence might be?
So at the cornerstone of what this new evidence is, we are told it's a fresh DNA evidence. That DNA evidence has been located on Tom's clothing. Now, that in itself is hugely significant and comes as a massive breakthrough for the family, who for years have had ineffective investigation after ineffective investigation. But not only is there fresh DNA evidence, but what we know from Operation Canova's public statement by John Boucher is that this DNA evidence has now prompted very specific further inquiries, which are not just national but are international inquiries. So that taken as a package, has come as a great relief to the family, and it's to be warmly welcomed that after very many years, we are now entered into a process whereby the net is very much closing on those responsible.
John Boucher believes, or seems to have reason to believe, that there are people who even at this stage can help and assist with his inquiry, and he's appealed for them to come forward, explaining that perhaps 30 years ago, for reasons that are well understood, people would have been frightened maybe to speak to Gardaí about what they may know, but saying now in these changed circumstances, it's the right time for them to come forward.
Yes, John has identified a number of individuals, one in particular, which is hugely important, the person who made the emergency call on the night that Tom's body was discovered. And not only that, but as you rightly point out, there are probably a mass of other witnesses who have very relevant evidence, who have never given it to any of the authorities, north or south. And as such, he has called on them to assist his investigation now at the earliest opportunity.
And what then is the family's message to those who may be able to help at this stage, 30 years on?
The family's message is that their grief remains. They are hopeful that those who were responsible could be identified. And for that reason, and that reason only, the family have called on anybody with relevant information to come forward and to assist the investigation so that they may have some closure. Whilst some time has passed, the reality is that there is still time for the truth to be outed and for justice to be done for Tom. And for those reasons, the family have appealed that anybody who's got information, nationally or internationally, to come forward to speak to John Boucher of Operation Canova, so that they may bring some finality to this.
What about suggestions we've heard in recent days from the British government of an amnesty for all those involved in Troubles era killings? Might that affect this inquiry?
The reality is that proposal would potentially affect every inquiry. And at the outset, it must be noted that proposal is not just disingenuous, but it's ultimately very, very dangerous. And I have to say that the case of Tom Oliver is probably the pinnacle example of why that amnesty would not work, cannot work, and should not work. The reality is, here we have, many years later, when an effective investigation is done, we must pause there to note that the reason it's taken this time is because of ineffective investigations, both north and south. Now, the reality of what we have now is fresh DNA evidence coming to light, which identifies potentially a perpetrator involved in a murder. There can be no good answer ever for why we would simply draw a line and not punish or not identify those individuals who are potentially involved in murder. And especially in circumstances in which forensic techniques have evolved over the years, such as this, where we now have the potential to get, for example, DNA evidence, as in this case, that didn't previously exist before. So therefore, we said, whilst those proposals do, at their heart, threaten cases like this, identify why it would be simply impossible and legally erroneous to go about legislating for those proposals.
Just a final question, Dara. The role of the Gardaí in all this, there were, of course, and at various stages over the years, have been Garda investigations. What are the family looking for from the Gardaí and the Commissioner at this stage?
Well, the reality is that there was a number of Gardaí involved in the original investigation. We would hope that all of those Gardaí who are involved in the investigation and who have information with regards to Tom's death will assist Operation Canova in its investigation, because the reality is, and Yara Shea Connor does continue to possess very relevant information. We understand that the Commissioner is engaging directly with Mr. Boucher, and we hope that that may continue. But we also think that there's a responsibility borne out on each individual Gardaí who was involved in the investigation previously to assist and to help John Boucher on his inquiries.
We leave it there. Thanks, Dara Mackin, solicitor for the family of Tom Oliver. After the break, we'll be hearing about a BBC Panorama investigation into thousands of racehorses being sent from Ireland to slaughterhouses in Britain.